Good evening, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to another edition of Cosmic Insight. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, everyone, to this Friday night Cosmic Insight tune-up.
No, I'm just here in the energy with everybody else.
Oh, I know. It has been a week, Hillis, hasn't it? I mean, how's your week been?
Well, you know, the one word that comes to mind is whirlwind.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, that kind of fits, yeah, how it's been this week. And yeah. I wanted to ask real quick, but we are having technical difficulties with Facebook tonight.
Yes, and so you guys can just hop on over to the other streaming platforms to watch us now or later, whichever you choose. But know that wherever you're watching this, it's at the right space at the right time just for you.
Yes, I just wanted to announce that in case somebody was trying to find us on Facebook or something. So,
and so with it being a whirlwind of a week, you know, one of the things that I have been in the space of is, you know, I get so caught up in it, in the energy and the massiveness and the quickness and the speedy whirlwind energy that I tend to forget to slow down to rest, which is, this is also that time of rest. And so it's like a mixed bag of do, and then rest. And be and still and wait, I got to do something. Nope, yes, nope, yes, nope, wait. And so it's in that space of what do you do now, you know?
Exactly. I must be feeling that whirlwind of rest because today has just been, I've been so like just drained today. And, you know, this week has been very challenging. This an interesting week is when you talk about whirlwind, you know, feeling because aren't about one, two, three planets about to align again or something, June coming up around the corner. There's a whole alignment of what is it? Oh, I can't remember now. So this week, it's been a really interesting week for me. I kind of spiraled down. You know, the density right now is really heavy as everything's coming up, moving into everything that's kind of shifting and changing. I personally went through a spiral down when I went to a really deep, you know, dark place, really dark place this week, and had to move through that. But in saying that, when I was in this spot, I knew what was going on. I knew what was happening. And I knew also that the energy downloads were coming along. Like I kind of knew everything that was going on all at one time. So that was my whirlwind.
It
was
the massiveness.
But I like knew everything was going on. However, I needed to sit and go down that dark path. And, you know, as I said, it was a really dark space I went in. However, I rolled out of it pretty fast. But in saying that, I had to go through that because it was just like, I mean, that's what's happening right now. It's like all that old bits and pieces of us and that part of us that's changing that we really don't know how we're changing right now or how we're shifting or what we're moving into. And those questions and like everything's like kind of massively all coming together right now. And in saying that, it's just like you have to roll all the rest of that out. That's why everything's kind of and stay out of that density into that new creation. However, when that stuff does come up, it's sitting with it and allowing the whirlwind to happen so you can almost like swirl it out of your body once and for all as we move into what's about to happen and the energies that are coming and to be gentle and kind to yourself as you're moving through that. So I know a lot of people are out there struggling right now. So I really wanted to emphasize on that. You know, if you find yourself, you know, having an off day or things coming up or, you know, just kind of like losing your shit, basically, just allow it to happen. In the energy of and then the knowing of that this is all happening so I can birth anew. And this is the old of how I used to function, what used to be, you know, and everything that is just all that mud, is all that thick, deep, dark mud is coming to the surface right now.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because honestly, I personally haven't felt that aspect of it. You know, there have been mm-hmm. been some glimpses of revisitation of certain paths or patterns or things that were in my energetic field that I thought was completely clear.
Yes.
And so it was, I don't think it was as, for me personally, as in depth as it was for you, but it was more so more of an awareness, stepping into a new awareness, mm-hmm. stepping into a new space of elevation, because, you know, it's connecting to the true self, the higher self, the God self. And with that being said, I have a surprise for you guys later on tonight in the tune-up. If you guys stick around, it's going to be an amazing, amazing surprise, which I can't wait to share with you guys tonight.
I get a vacation tonight.
And so it's in that space that we now then not just have to embrace the human self, the physical self, but also the energy that we are, because we are all energy, regardless of what form mm-hmm. it takes, but it's allowing yourself to step into the full embodiment of that, the full embracing of that beautiful divine energy that we are, to say, hey, I'm here, I'm now, I'm present in this space, in this beauty, and just accept that and not to fight with it, and which creates a stronger space of the whirlwind, which is kind of fighting against and being resistant against and becoming more weary, more tired, more less energetic, and not to have the focus to step into what is being called to step into.
Exactly, exactly. And when I said earlier about the thick mud, I just want to, you know, it's kind of like, it, to me, it's like, you know how, like when you like you make cake batter and you get to the bottom and there's just those little pieces, you want to get all of it and scrape it out. And so you have a clean bowl, and then, that
cleaning the bowl,
cleaning the bowl, you know, and that's what's happening. It's like those little bits that are just left over, just need to be cleansed out as this new and at this new vibrational levels coming up, and our bodies are adjusting. So it was intense. So if you've been you feeling that and experiencing that, that's what's happening right now. And you know, the rest of the month, you know, June is just to rest into that and integrate all that energy that has just been downloaded on this planet, because it has just been, I've been feeling the waves coming. It is just an intensity. And here in Florida, it's just a whole nother level of sunshine, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's just knocking me over.
Roland, I've been, I don't know about you, Hillis, I've been getting whirlwind dizzy spells, like where I'll just be like, and I'm not moving, but I can feel the energy just swirling in the air. So I'm not physically dizzy, but I can feel the energy dizziness going on, which makes me dizzy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to speak to that just a little bit, because what's today? Today's Friday. So about almost a week now. And it's every day around this time, it's been like clockwork without fail. I could set my watch to this, or if I wore a watch, to when the time of day of me getting this information, getting, receiving the flow of energy to be of service and to express this expansion that is happening, because that's what it is. That's what it is, the expression of expansion that is emerging. And, you know, I just also too wanted to step into this, because earlier this week I put up a post on Facebook that said, in emerging energies, crystal cities are present. And so people were asking, well, Hillis, what are the crystal cities? And so I want to share with everybody what the crystal cities are for those who may not know or understand what they are. So when I speak of crystal cities, I'm not sure what anyone else refers to, but when I speak of crystal cities, I speak of, one, some of the first civilizations, such as Lemuria and Atlantis, because their technology was crystal technology. their bodies were crystalline bodies. So also when I speak of crystal cities, I'm also speaking of the internal space that we are, that's emerging as we move into the crystalline body. Also, when I speak of crystal cities, I also speak of Shambhala and Urgutha. Urgutha is, you know, core city, crystal city to its, I mean, everything, just crystals. If everyone knows the story about Urgutha, and Shambhala is also a crystal city in the terms of frequency and the resonance in which it allows the expansion for being well, for, in the commercial sense, healing and nurturing other people. So when I speak of crystal cities, it is in that regard.
Awesome.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I was going to say something. My mind just totally went, woof. No, I'm just feeling, as you were talking and saying that, I could feel the energy increasing behind me, and it just kind of knocked me off, knocked me out of whack there for a second.
Well, it's coming in. I mean, this is the time of day it usually hits me, say, woof.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, as I said, as you were talking, I was just like, whoa. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. A very important thing. I just want to welcome everybody who's joining us tonight.
Hi, everybody.
And thank you. And let us know, you know, type in comments if you can see us online of, you know, what you've been experiencing. I see that Gambi put yes in dense energies. So, but share with us, you know, what's been going on in your world as well, so we can discuss it and bring it up just to kind of see where everyone is, because we love to hear where you are too, you know. So
this, yes, because this is interactive, right? People, this is interactive. We have to have this interaction, because this is how we evolve and expand, is through the respective interactions of our beingness and experiences and expressions and more.
You just jumped to the energies that just came in, didn't you?
Oh, I'm always jumping into whatever's coming in. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, when we, you know, have our spaces, you know, a flow of what's happening and moving into and so forth and so on, as all of this is emerging, we have to remember, you know, what's in here first.
Exactly.
Because what's in here first goes out and back. It's a cyclical process where we are always in this space of movement, in this space of flow. Mm-hmm. And it is in that space of movement and flow to where we truly begin to understand the wisdom that we have access to. You know, I have been, I told you, Rebecca, but I've been rewatching Nine Perfect Strangers on Hulu. It's one of my favorite stories. And it's really beautiful in how the lengths that humanity will go to resolve the unresolvable, you know, the grief, the depression, the pain, the anger, the shame, the guilt, all of it. And sometimes we inflict harm unto self just so we can get to what we need to get to. And, you know, whatever suffering you are experiencing, it only brings you back to one place. It brings you back to home. You know, what's home? Home is here. You know, home is on the inside, you know. And I started watching this other show that had this beautiful story of the name of the show is Love, Death, and Robots, I think. On and this,
what is it?
Love, Death, and Robots. Yeah, and so there was this one story, I loved it so much, I watched it twice, this one episode. I watched it twice back to back. That's how much I loved this one episode, and it was called Zima Blue. And the story is about a creator and the creation, if you will. Mm-hmm. And this is how I saw it. And so the creator created this robot to do such a small, menial task. And the creator was giving in the flow and giving the creation more consciousness until the creator was no longer. And so the creation, in a reluctant sense, began to experience other families that it was being passed around to until it evolved into its own consciousness, until the creation became the creator, creating all this magnificence, okay? And in the space of being the creator, it only wanted one thing: to understand how to get back home, how to understand how to take how to take in the energy of a task well done, or how to take in to marvel at the simple things. Because life, as you know, we go on this extreme journey. We go on this very long journey as humans to understand what our purpose is, what am I here to do, or what is this relationship to me, or who is this person to me? We ask all these questions. But at the same time, we are also the creator of this existence. We are the creation becoming the creator. And then the creator ultimately becomes the creation again. And so on this unending infinite path, when do we allow ourselves to succumb to be both at the same time? You know, it's in that the singularity of the merging of the energies that allows it to step into the beauty that we are, the beauty that we hold, the beauty that we wish to see and feel in our existence. And exactly. It's not duality when I speak of being the creator and the creation. It's just the acceptance of the singularity of the being. Because, you know, people always talk about which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Well, they're happening at the same time. So it's in that simultaneous energy, the oneness, the allness that we are, to really fully experience the path and not go on this. Well, I don't say don't go on the journey of this wonderment, but really begin to accept the journey of this wonderment that we so are seeking out in our lives right now.
And the key to that, thank you for that, Hillis, and it's so true. And the key to all that is learning to detach.
Yes. Learning to detach. Yes, exactly.
We attach ourselves to and we anchor into that keep us locked into the old way of functioning, when we can open up to a new space, a new being, and be in that oneness that we are not separate from anything.
Exactly.
Even though we're on individual journeys, all connected to one, you know, the individual will is connected to the oneness of all that is.
Yep. So I just felt that was, you know, the little bubble pop.
I should have got the bubble machine out tonight. It is fixed.
Well, see, I was a substitute for the bubble machine. It's
okay, good. I'll bring it next week. We got the big old bubble machine going.
And so it's beautiful in how the energies begin to resonate with where we are, who we are, what we do. And with the energy field resonating, I feel that now as the energy shifts, I think it's a little time for a story. Don't you think so, Rebecca?
A story. Yeah. Before we do that, I just want to take, I'm feeling these energies right now, and it's actually throwing me off. I told Hillis I was out in the collective all day today. So that's what I call when I go out of the house. And I hadn't really had time to get myself back grounded because I got home late taking Cosmo, got groomed today. So I'm just kind of a little bit out of it here with being out today. So if everybody actually just me, I just need to take a deep breath for a second before I begin. So just everybody just take a deep breath and just
bring yourself I'm sure you felt that.
I did. So we thought instead of readings, if you enjoyed the journey last week that I did, the little story journey. So I was going to do the same thing this week. And then,
And just want to clarify the reason why we have shifted into story time, as we like to call it, is because, you know, we have to allow ourselves to begin to trust what we feel. And if we feel nothing, then do nothing, you know, which is, you know, one of my lessons for this week, you know, because always being in the space of wanting to take action. And sometimes when you take action, it can do more harm than good. And just to step into the space of awareness of what do I do? Listen to yourself. And if you hear nothing, do nothing. And if there is action that is taken and the outcome is not best, then don't beat yourself up over it. And just allow yourself to step into the energy. It's like, okay, that happened. and allow it to flow away like water. I know it's easier said than done, but when you allow for that energy, trust me, you will feel a lot better. And as Rebecca's organizing the cards for story time, story time, story time.
Oracle story time.
Yes.
Yeah. And guys, let me know if you enjoy this or not. I just thought it was kind of fun, just something different to do. And just kind of take everybody on a journey, because that's what it's all about right now, isn't it? On the journey and where we're going. So, okay. We ready? Okay. Cosmo, you ready, buddy? I have my co-director down here on the floor, Cosmo.
Mm-hmm. So everyone, just close your eyes too, and just fully allow yourself to receive what this story is for this evening.
Yes. So everybody take a deep breath in. Just relax into the energies as they start to flow from this reading. I'm going to move my arms with this as well as I do this, because I feel there's light codes coming in with this as well. So once again, as we did last week, as I speak the words, feel into the energy, feel into the vibration, feel into the message that comes for you, because you are your beingness. You are your messenger. You are your journey. You are your own storyteller. What story do you want to tell through the words that come through me and the transmissions that are coming as well as we move into this? So gather around, everyone. Step into the power of the community that we are here, that we are in this space, in this time, in this moment. Have your eye on the attention that you want to create for yourself in this new world, as you open up and expand into the stars and the sky, of the limited possibilities that we are able to create in this moment. You are all like fallen angels, falling down from the earth in a new space and a new time to create a new world, allowing yourself to navigate through this matrix, this divine matrix that's opening us for all of us with different paths and different ways, but all connected and intertwined. The fungi wraps itself and connects to an underlying matrix of so much, all connected together, vibrating together, moving together to create and to move and to open to a new world. And that's where you are right now, my dears. That's where you are. You are opening up to the community of who you are, moving through the matrix at a whole new way to recreate the light beings inside of you with the attention that you create, with the energy of who you are. Thinking of the future, but being in the stillness of what is now and what is today, so you can open up to create that new world. And remember, going into the inness and the stillness of you is the only way to open to the attention and to the energy of who you truly are. Because when you're in that space, you can open to create and to be and to expand into the limitless possibilities that are out there for us to create in this time, in this energy, in this space. It's a timeline and the space continuum is changing right now, as we're moving and shifting and changing in so many different paradigms right now, and so many different levels and so many different energies, as our bodies are expanding out to create a new way of who we are. And being in that space of who we are and that energy of who we are, as we move into the crystalline and the beauty and the light energy that we truly are, in the heart of who we are, in the no separation, into the divinity and sovereignty of who we desire to be, It is all there to be created, but just looking forward, but yet holding in the space of who you are right now, knowing the space that you want to be in right now, and creating the world that you want to create right now. But always remember, we must all connect together and gather a community to support each other, to be there for each other, to allow everyone to express they need the way they need to express as we open up in the divine matrix of the world that we are recreating in this moment together as one in the separate individual will. That is your journey for this evening, my people.
Thank you. The soul diva, always love your stories.
Oh, thank you, sweet love. Yes, Miss Soul Diva, you have to join us one of these Friday nights.
Who is that? Indigo? No, that's not Indigo.
She's surprised. We're not good.
Oh, I know now.
And thank you. Thank you. So, yes. So that was fun. I enjoy doing those.
Yeah. I love story time, though. Story time is fun.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, having fun.
It is. It is.
And guess what? It's time for the tune up tonight. We're doing we're not doing as long tonight. However, I'm not doing the tune up tonight.
Yes, it is I
who Phyllis will... is stepping into something new.
Yes. And I just wanted to offer the reflection upon this before we begin. So this is going to be a special grouping, five different groupings of light language that has been given to me to be expressed as I open the gateway of energies. And these particular groupings each have a different meaning, some of which I know that has been given to me, the rest is still coming. And light, and I just want to express that light language is a challenging space to navigate if you are not understanding. And so I asked myself, because I know I can do light language. I know it. But I'm not like Rebecca in the sense where it just flows out like that. It only happens to me on very rare occasions. And I asked Spirit, like, why is it that it doesn't flow like that with me? And it is for me to understand and translate what it is that's coming in, because it has more impact as opposed to, you know, sorry, Rebecca, but bloating out the energy. Not that you bloat it out, but you understand.
You're a word person. I'm a vibration person. So there's two different aspects of it. And I just.
Yes.
I'm in the energy of it.
And yes. And I'm in the energy with it, but in a different way. And so tonight I have my friend, you guys are familiar with her, my Lemurian healing rod, that is with me tonight, with us tonight, to gravitate in with these energies as we pull in and gather together with these beautiful energies. And just actually now, and it's funny because I opened up to this one particular page, so I'm going to share with you guys. Rebecca, you haven't even seen this yet. I don't know if you can see it, but there's this one that I drew. So you guys, I want you to take in a nice big deep breath and breathe that in.
Interesting.
Breathe
that
in. And just breathe that in and hold that image, this image, as I begin these incantations, as they like to be called. It's a series of five. And as I go through them, you would know which one that I am on. And you can have your eyes open or closed, whatever makes you comfortable as we journey through these openings of energy to allow for the beauty of what is who we are to come in as I now begin to open the gateway, the door of energy. On Kimasi, we go Kihito. As the door is now open, Dorme ma mura, Sikra tishi, Visara timu, Sikra sai shi, Om sik vimu, Shi vimu. That was number one. Here's number two. Sai ok rasi, ok sai plasi, erlem si sai, ke ja'ara zis, vu si ke ja'ara sis, akra vu muses. That was two. Here's three. Reisi IV, Mu Elvi Sira, Zega Mu Elva. That was three. Four. Buhi Vaivu, Sima Si, Wichi V. Lai si bu hi vu nu. Pa si nu chai. Ba om mu sai. Spear ho zi ga el. That was four. And the final one. Ma sa nu el. Hu nu el. Q-T-L, Mas Musi T-N-U-L. And that was the fifth and final one. And that one, the last incantation, is the master of self. And someone just loves that one.
I don't know what he's barking at right now, but he's...
So everyone, I just want you to understand and step into the energy of mastery, to allow for the energies that you have received to flow through your being, to flow through your aura, to flow into every being, every cell, every meridian, pathway, every orifice, every aspect that is you. And as the energy flows through you, feel the wonderment, the joy of your presence. The joy of the energy that is showing up for you as you expand into the wholeness of your being now. Just everyone taking a nice big deep breath.
He is going off. I don't know what he's, I can't see what's going on over there.
I love it.
He's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, Hillis. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. And thank you, Cosmo. Well,
okay, I'm going to say something. Cosmo. I don't know what's going on.
And so everyone, I just want you guys to remember to stay hydrated. And as you stay hydrated, allow for your dreams to speak to you this night. Whichever that you happen upon hearing these words, these incantations, these syllables, allow your dreams to speak to you, allow your soul to guide you in the expansion of oneness.
Thank you so much for that.
And everyone, going off. Yeah, I know. And until next time, everyone, have an amazing
thank you,
week.
Explorers, for joining us this evening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. We love you. Mwah.
Till next week, everyone. Keep exploring.
Hold on tight. Enjoy the ride.
Oh, wow. I love that. Oh. much gratitude. Okay, Deborah, thank you. We love awesome. You.
Thank you, guys.